She awoke in the dim light of dawn. Everything around her was quiet. There were distant sounds, a television game show, raised voices, the sounds of traffic. But in her cocoon, there was nothing. No movement, no breathing, just silence. She pulled the blanket off, bunching it in a ball at her chest and pressing it to her face for comfort. Even though there was no one around, there was a presence. She was afraid. A dark sense of dread squeezed her stomach and made it difficult to breathe, forcing her to take short, shallow breaths. She tried to keep her breathing quiet, not to let the presence know that she was there. If anyone knew that she was there, something awful would happen. She didn't identify in her mind what the something was, but the intense anxiety and anticipation made her heart thump loud and fast. She cuddled the blanket to her face for a couple more minutes. Then she finally pushed it away and started to move. She crept along the floor, senses alert. The apartment was dim. Rank smells seemed to slice right into her forehead, but there was nothing to be done about them. Hunger grew inside her. She sobbed a little with the pain and the urgency of it. There was nothing to eat. Footsteps thumped down the hallway outside, and she froze and waited. They didn't stop at the door. They didn't come in. She resumed her trek, crawling, inching across the floor. It took ages to get from one side to the other. She was weak and had to stop to rest frequently. At every noise, every scrape of a shoe or creak of the building, she stopped and listened, waiting for the end, waiting for pain, dreading the worst. She used a cup to dip water from the bowl. It was cold and flat and nasty tasting, but that had long since ceased to matter. It cooled her parched lips, soothed her aching throat, filled her hard, empty belly. She gasped for breath between each cupful, out of breath with the urgency of filling her stomach, even though the water wouldn't keep her satisfied for long. Then she lay down and curled up, eyes heavy. There was a loud pounding on the door that awoke Justine with a start. She sat up, gasping in surprise. She stared at her bedroom door for a minute, disoriented, trying to figure out where she was and to separate dream from reality. Again a knocking, and her mother's exasperated voice. "Justine, wake up! It's time for school!" "I'm up already," Justine yelled back, her disorientation and the fear from her interrupted dream fueling her anger. "Leave me alone! You better be showered and dressed in 10 minutes." "I don't think so," Justine muttered under her breath. Em was always trying to rush her. She lay there in the warm, soft bed for a few minutes, closing her eyes and trying to remember the details of the dream. She had this dream or similar ones often. She hated going to sleep at night, knowing that she might dream. She would dream it again and again, all night long. When she woke up in the morning, it would still be there, on the edges of her consciousness. Justine would be tired and dragged through the morning at school, struggling to focus on the mundane tasks the teachers set her. Pointless, useless stuff. So why was she trying to remember the details, to feel the way that she felt in the dream? If it was a nightmare that she avoided when relegated to bed every night, why was she seeking it now? It didn't make sense. But it was a part of her. Part of who she was, and she didn't understand it. She wanted to understand herself, understand where all of these feelings and dreams came from. She was sort of dozing, drifting off to sleep again, starting to approach the edges of the dream. Disjointed images flashed through her mind, just out of her reach, just beyond her ability to comprehend and string them together.
"Justine!" Em shrieked, and the pounding on the door renewed. "I told you I'm up!" Justine shouted through the door. She threw off her blanket and left it in an untidy heap on the bed. "I'm out of bed, so you can quit harassing me. You're going to be late for school, and you're going to make me late for work." "I don't care," Justine snapped. "Justine!" Her mother's voice was filled with frustration and barely controlled fury. "Get your butt out here, now!" Justine smiled in grim satisfaction at her mother's anger. It served Em right for being so tyrannical. Justine kicked at the clothes piled around the bed. Something for school. She fished out a worn pair of wide-legged jeans. They were reasonably clean. The administration was bound to get after her for the holes in the knees, but Justine didn't care. She pulled off the ratty sweatpants and t-shirt that she had worn to bed. She put it on and looked for a shirt. A wrinkled, long-sleeved blouse sufficed. There was a splash of tomato sauce on the front, but it would wash out if she bothered to dab it with a cloth. Justine left it untucked and grabbed her favorite hat from the pegs on the back of the door. Crocheted, with a visor that shadowed her face and made her look something like a villain out of a Sherlock Holmes mystery. She pulled it on over her head. Then she exited her room.